Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome back to Anti-Diet Bride. My name is Tally Rye, and this is the podcast that wants you to feel comfortable in your body and confident in who you are throughout the roller coaster that is the wedding planning process. This week, we are chatting to a bride-to-be who is literally getting married within weeks of us recording. So I felt like this was such a fresh conversation. We are chatting to Sophie Late. Sophie is a fitness and body image influencer whose frankness and vulnerability around her journey of body acceptance and weight gain and navigating all of that has just been so inspiring and relatable. And of course, she brings all of that energy to this conversation about the pressures, the extra pressures that she has felt leading up to her wedding day. I really love this conversation. It got emotional. We laughed, we cried, and I think you're going to adore Sophie. So let's get into it. Sophie, welcome to the Anti-Diet Bride podcast. I'm so excited to chat to you because we are almost a week away from your wedding.
Yeah.
And this is going to come out after the wedding comes out. So yeah, we can fully get into it when it comes to all things wedding chat. How are you feeling
now? I'm okay. I had a little mental breakdown yesterday, but I think that's just because of see my eyes are getting teary. I'm fine. But I think it's just the little things that I keep thinking of, and I'm like, they don't actually matter. And I have to keep reminding myself I don't need to focus on those things. I just went to a wedding at the weekend, and as beautiful as everything was, I was focused on the bride and groom, and that's what everybody's going to be for our wedding. So I'm like, babe, just chill. You're going to be all right. It's not the end of the world. But it kind of feels like it in the moment just because there's so much to do.
One of our previous episodes was with Jules Von Hepp. I don't know if you've seen, we had a clip, it kind of went viral, of him giving the best advice ever, and I'm going to give it to you again.
I'm all ears.
He basically said, one of his best girlfriends said to him, you, the bride and groom, set the tone on the wedding day. Or in his case, groom and groom, set the tone on the wedding day. And if you're stressing about all the little details and getting annoyed that things aren't exactly perfect, that everyone else will feel it and the vibe will be off. But if you go in there and go, look, I gave it my best, but there's nothing I can do at this point, and I just enjoy it and go in there and have fun and be in the moment and be present, then everyone else will feel it too. And that's what will make your wedding amazing. It doesn't need to be and look, I will stress over all the little details. I know I'm going to be stressing over the details.
But it's bringing yourself back, isn't it? And reminding yourself
what it's actually about. Yeah. And
that is literally the best advice ever.
Because mm-hmm. You set the tone for the day.
Yeah, if they see you stressing, they're going to be like, oh, is she okay? What's going on? But they just see you vibing and having a great time. Mm-hmm. They're going to be vibing and having a great time. So I just think that is the best. Thanks, Jules. I needed that so much.
Yeah. Oh my God. You're going to be fine. Yeah. But I know as well that obviously you've had a whole body image journey. And I know specifically in the last couple of years, that's been a lot with weight gain since COVID and all of that kind of stuff. And then obviously combining that with the wedding planning process, I understand it has been tricky at times to navigate that. How are you feeling about the body image side of things right now?
Horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. And I do feel like I'm putting that kind of extra pressure on myself as well because of the message that I try to spread about you need to love yourself. You're doing amazing. And then I'm but I hate myself. In the moment, it's really hard to kind of at the minute align what I know I should be doing with what, but I feel like that's most people, isn't it? They know what they should be saying to themselves, but they can't really put that into action. It's just before, when I was kind of going through my acceptance journey, putting things into action was a little bit easier. But because the wedding is so fast approaching and we've planned it all in less than a year, especially these last couple of months, I really feel like I'm being so hard on myself. And I always say, like, obviously you have to have the clothes to fit your body, but when you do have that one dress, and you could only get it altered a certain time because it does cost when you have to keep getting, it's a very, very tricky situation to be in. So it's trying to stay in line with protecting your mental health and protecting your boundaries regarding your body image, but also trying to make sure that you can still, like, you fit into the dress on the day, because that is just going to, like, I had a conversation with my mum, and my mum is so aware of how I feel about my body image, and she's, bless her, she's trying so hard. She's like, I don't know what you find like triggering or what, like, she's so, bless her, she like kind of tiptoes into the conversation, but she's like, I just, how do you feel about leading up to your day? And like, she's been a really good support, because she's like, if you need help with anything, like with your relationship with food, like, let me know, and I can it's been so nice. And that kind of took like a massive pressure off me, because I was just dealing with it all on my own, like thinking I need to fit into this dress. And it kind of felt like, literally the last month, I've undone all of the work that I've worked so hard for over the last couple of years. And maybe it's because my wedding is so close. It's just, everything's kind of exacerbated and heightened and just like, but I don't really know. It's just, it's been hard. It's been really hard. So like, to any brides to be's listening, please just be nice to yourself.
But how relatable is that? I mean, how many people listening to this podcast, I mean, I don't know what I'm gonna feel like, you know, will be feeling like, right, I'm making so much progress on this journey of trying to see my worth more than my body, and letting go of the number on the scales, and being okay with weight gain and my body evolving and changing. And also, there's so much extra pressure around weddings, and this pressure to have this like perfect day and this picture perfect day where you look your absolute best you've ever looked. Just think, it just piles on the pressure, and understandably is really triggering, because my God, it's a lot. It is a lot to navigate.
It's a lot. I think it's a lot. We end up like holding ourselves to such a high expectation in kind of every sense, like you said, to have that like perfect wedding. But my partner's like, really goofy, just like, he's just like, yeah, what'll be will be, and I'm like, oh, you're having a great time over there, aren't you, like, what's going on? I saw a video the other day, and it was like, how to not have a stressful week leading up to the wedding, and it was like, be the groom. And I was like,
yeah, yes. That is so true.
I showed it to my partner, and he was like, hang on a minute, I don't agree with that. I was like, no, you've actually been amazing. So if he's watching this, I'm sorry, I apologize. But it just you kind of like hold yourself to that expectation, like you said, that everything's been perfect, because I know for a lot of like young girls and anyone really, you kind of like imagine this day since you're like tiny, imagine it to be like this princessy day, and like, it's kind of been in your head for years and years and years and years, not just when the proposal happened or when you agreed to get married. So like, that expectation goes back to when you were like probably in reception, like when you were like in year zero. So it's hard for that to kind of all come to light, because it's like you're proving to your past self. But I'm trying to ignore all that and just have fun and like be in the moment, and just what will be will be. Like, we've got a saxophone player, so I'm really hoping we can just dance the whole day. I was like, as long as there's music, people will talk, people will dance, people will have a good time, people being me. I was like, I need to dance, otherwise I will go crazy. So yeah, we've got, he plays the violin as well, so he's doing the violin for a ceremony, and then he's going into saxophone for the afternoon.
That's so fun.
So I'm just hoping that will just set the tone for the day and just chill people out,
and hopefully help you just be able to be present in the day, and rather than worry about how your body may look and all of that kind of stuff, and rather go like, I'm here, this is my wedding day, I want to enjoy it, I want to be present, I want to be with these people making the memories, rather than feeling like you're a person like looking outside, you know, looking down on yourself.
Exactly.
Making the memories.
Exactly. You know? You want to be living in that moment.
Yeah.
Something that I've been really struggling with recently, like, and I have always struggled with it, but again, it's probably just, I'm like, why am I so insecure? And then I'm like, oh, I'm getting married in a week. So I think it's to do with that mostly, but it's my arms. I just can't get over it. And with, I can talk about it, with my wedding dress being short sleeved, first time I've said that like out loud in public. I could have easily picked something long sleeved. I could have easily done that, but that wouldn't have made sense for a summer wedding. It wouldn't have made sense for my style. And I just really wanted to be like, F this. I can actually just like embrace the insecurity. So like, no matter how I feel on the day, at least I picked something that can still push my boundaries on the day, regardless of how I feel. And I want to embody everything that I've been practicing and preaching over the last couple of years, because I'm like, this is the moment to put everything you've learned into practice. Like, what a better way to do that? So I'm just trying to like breathe. Sounds really silly, but like sometimes it sounds so condescending when you say to someone, just breathe. But I keep saying it to myself and I keep telling myself to shut up, but really I need to listen to it. I'm just like, just breathe.
And also, just because you have been on such a journey, and I think when you share online your whole thought process and your honesty and opening up about all your insecurities and how this is very much still a work in progress, like that is real and that is your truth. And so also don't feel like you have to have it all figured out.
Yeah.
By your wedding day.
That's true.
Because you don't have to have it all figured out. You can go in there and go, I'm a human being, I'm a woman living in a society that places brides particularly on this pedestal of perfection, and understandably I'm feeling that heat, so I'm going to give myself a ton of compassion here and go like, wow, like
I will start crying just to let you know. I need to hear this.
But like, of course you feel this way.
Yeah.
But so don't panic that you feel this way, because what's different about the past is that you have done so much work to know what this is, and to know that this is because of all that external pressure. This isn't to do with you being a flawed human being. It's not related to your self-worth. Like, there is just this whole external system working against you and working to try and make that kind of loves to prey on your vulnerable moments.
It's like
moments.
Walking through tar, isn't it? Like,
it is.
You can't just go through the motions. You literally feel like you're being dragged back at every turn.
And sometimes you are not always going to make progress with that. Sometimes you're just going to stand still and like tread water, right? Because that's what you got to do. So through this process.
My mum said that to me this morning. She said, I know it feels like you're treading water at the moment. Yeah. And I was like, it literally does. It just comes at you from all angles, doesn't it? And then to add all that body insecurity on top of it. But to hear you say, you know, me sharing my truth and sharing my insecurities, it doesn't make me like a flawed human. That's just...
Or that you're failing at body acceptance. No. You're not. You are experiencing the roller coaster that is this work.
It's so kind of like freeing to kind of say those emotions out loud. It's also freeing to hear that, as sad as it is, freeing to hear that other people do go through that as well, because we are just all in this together. We're all suffering from the same issues and the same emotional roller coasters, like you said. And it's hard. It's really, really hard. But I'm literally marrying like the best. Everyone said that I'm marrying the best person in the whole world. And I'm just so excited because he embodies everything that I want to be as a person. Like, he makes me cliff jump. He makes me like dive, and like he just makes me do so many fun things. Like, he's training to be a stuntman, so he likes to set himself on fire for fun, and I'm like, you are crazy, my anxiety is already high. What are you doing to me? But he just embodies everything that I want to be, and he's just got a very kind of like free spirit like about him, and it's so refreshing to have him in this process, well, through life with me, but especially in this process. Like, we did like kind of sit down the other day and have a bit of a chat about body image going into the wedding, but from both perspectives. Like, I was like, how are you feeling? And he was like, not great. Like, you know, and it's really, he's really kind of open with how he feels about himself. And he's also very harsh, like on his body image as well. So we kind of like try to check in with each other as much as we can, because I think it's really important to have that in a relationship. Like,
so important.
Because how you feel, you end up lashing out to them because you're insecure about something and they might be going through same thing.
How refreshing to hear that in a heterosexual relationship, to hear that you can both have an honest conversation about body image, because I think many men, A, don't feel they can talk about it, B, would never admit to having a body image issue, and sometimes, like, maybe I can be guilty of this, I think, where maybe we slightly dismiss that their struggles with their body image are equal to our struggles.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay, fine, it's all right for you, you're a guy, da 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 da, like, you don't know how I feel, but that struggle is
same same there. But different.
Exactly. Yeah. Same same but different.
Same same but different. It's hard because I think they have we've got, you need to look like this year, you need to look like this year. They've got, you need to look like Thor.
Yeah.
That, and they're like, okay,
and that is what a real man is.
Exactly. And if they're a bit fluffy, or if they've got like a bit of a roll or whatever, like, they're not deemed as masculine. Same as women, if they've got body hair, they're not deemed as feminine. It's all a joke. It's all a joke. And sometimes we just get caught up in it more times than others. But I think if we can just recognize what is important in life and what isn't, like, I keep saying to my mum, she's like beautiful, like inside and out. But I'm like, when you're 80, you're going to look back at like now and you're going to be like, you know, there was nothing wrong with me. Same as her looking back when she was in her 20s, she was like, there was nothing wrong with me. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with you now.
Yeah.
Like, you're absolutely perfect and you're going to be absolutely fine. And I think another thing as well, she was so worried about this mother of the bride situation going on.
The pressure on mother of the brides as well.
Oh my God. She is just, she is amazing because she is so stylish, even though she doesn't think she is. She was like looking at all of these kind of like mother of the bride dresses and stuff. And in the end, she was like, I'm going for a jumpsuit. Like, and she went for a jumpsuit and she looks insane. She looks absolutely insane. And she is just, she's just rocking it. And I'm so proud of her because it wasn't like, she's like, I know that mother of the brides, they should spend like $5,000 or £5,000 on an outfit. Like, because
are people really spending £5,000 on a mother of the bride outfit?
I think maybe like, maybe someone she knew did that. But I think, again, that was then a pressure that was in her mind for like, right, when my daughters get married, do I need to do that?
Yeah.
And if they wanted to spend £5,000, you know, absolutely fine, like, do your thing.
Yeah, but wow, that's like more than most dresses.
Yeah, exactly. So basically she was like, oh my God, how is this doable for me? Am I going to do my daughter proud, really? And then I was like, I had to sit down with her and have a talk, just as she sat down with me and have like had talks. And she was like, I was like, Mum, you know, do what you want, wear what you want to wear. And she's got this beautiful navy, like kind of like cross drape, like little diamante jumpsuit. She looks fantastic.
So excited.
She looks so cool, but she just looks happy and content in her choices. And like, she followed her gut and what she wanted to do rather than kind of listening to everyone else. So I'm like, that is an example for me to kind of like follow into my day. Like, my mum's doing that. Now I need to do that.
Well, that was going to be one of my questions is, you know, you kind of mentioned the way that you'll hype up your husband-to-be, you'll hype up your mum, you know, what you'll tell them when you're feeling, when they're kind of coming to you with those insecurities is exactly the things that we find the hardest to tell ourselves in that moment, right?
Don't tell anyone.
So like when your fiance is coming to you and saying like, I'm actually like, I'm feeling the pressure as well for the wedding and this need to kind of look perfect on my wedding day, what are you telling him?
I'm just like, you are the most gorgeous person in the entire world. And he's like, I could say the same about you. And I'm like, no, straight away. He's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'll say to him, I believe you to be the most gorgeous person inside and out, but you don't have to believe me. And I'm not going to force my opinion on you. I just want you to know that from my perspective. Because what I used to do is I used to try, and I've realized it with my mum, because me and my mum have very deep conversations. I used to be like, you're gorgeous. And she'd be like, no. And I'd be like, no, you are gorgeous. And I just felt like it was very toxic the way I was kind of doing it. Because I was just like, regardless of how you feel, I feel this is right and you should feel that too. And she was just like, that's not how I feel. You're making me feel worse. So I'll just say to him, like, you are gorgeous. Like, I believe this is my opinion. If you're feeling low, try to remember that. And hopefully that kind of like, that helps him. But I just will also say to him the stuff that I say on my socials and what I should say to myself is, I'm like, I'm not going to be looking at your body on the day. I'm there to marry you. And I hope that helps. So that's kind of the stuff that I have been saying to him,
Like the reason you're getting married is, I always think about this with Jack, my fiance. Like, I think he's a really handsome guy. Like, I think he's, very pleasant to look at. But also, I really love him as a person. Like, and the thing I love most is who he is. And I just, like, to me, like, okay, and it's kind of like a joke within his family. Like, he's always, you know, his older sister was always like, yeah, he was my hot little brother and all this kind of stuff to like their friends and stuff. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, like Jack is really hot. And also, I just don't think you know how wonderful of a person he is. And like, to me, that is the thing I've fallen in love with.
It makes them even more gorgeous.
It makes them who they are.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, that's the person I love, is who he is as a person. That I'm looking at him and, like, I'm marrying you. I am marrying you, the person who's my best friend, who is the person I want to spend all my time with. That's who I'm marrying. And, like, I don't care what the exterior shell looks like. That is so secondary to...
It doesn't matter. It literally doesn't matter. Like, this man has given me so much life experience. Like, he has given me so many memories. He's given me, like just because we met doing, like, summer camp, the whole goal of that is to travel. So you get to kind of, like, work for 2 or 3 months and then you get to travel for a month. And we just traveled and we just got to know each other. And, like, why would you put, like, any sort of looks over the experiences that you're having? Like, I look back at the images and I think to myself, oh, you were so self-conscious in that moment, but look where you were. Like, you don't need to kind of, like, think about all that stuff. Like, I didn't know 6 years later we'd be obviously getting married, and I wish I could have just been like, this is your guy, this is your person. Like, you don't need to stress. But even if that person doesn't stay in your life, like, you don't need to stress. It's trying to be content with who you are, isn't it? And it's a daily battle, but like you said, progress isn't linear. So you could go 3 days being like, I have got this sorted.
Yes.
I am there. Anybody wants to come to me for questions, I have the answers. And the next day you're like, oh, I don't know what to do. Like, phoning your mum, eating ice cream, like, oh. So it's really hard, isn't it? But it's just like trying to find that balance. But you sound like you've got a really supportive fiance. Like, my fiance is really supportive as well, will listen to me. And it's important to have people around you, isn't it, that listen to you and understand you, especially going into, like, weddings. It's stressful.
It is. And, you know, I think I saw something you posted online recently where he was like, I don't care what you look like. Like, that is so irrelevant to this relationship. Like, I really love you, you know, whatever shape or size. Which I had a similar conversation with Jack on this podcast. Like, he was sat in your chair and we had this conversation and I shared a video online and the DMs, and I would be interested in the response you had to sharing that, but, like, the DMs and the comments really broke my heart that so many people felt like there aren't people out there like that who would ever see them as more than a body, that they would always see them for their looks and their weight and their body first. And they, you know, I think so much of the fear around weight fluctuation and weight gain and our bodies changing and everything and aging and all of it is so rooted in, as women, our kind of self-worth and this idea that unless we're a certain shape or size, we are not lovable. And yet here we are, both with proof that we've both drastically changed bodies with the partners that we're with. We've had such a similar journey.
I was just about to say, we're like literally so, like, twins.
So twins.
Parallel universes.
And yet they both adore us.
Yeah. It's actually interesting you say that, because when we first got engaged, I was posting a lot of, like, because you got engaged in a beautiful place. I can't remember where you got.
Chamonix. And then, like, mountains.
That was it. I remember there being mountains. Yeah. That was stunning. We got engaged in Mexico and then we stayed out there for a little holiday. So naturally, you're in your bikini all the time. So we were just taking loads of videos and we were just in a little bubble and everything. And posted some videos on TikTok and they got quite a bit of traction. And the responses that I got from them were heartbreaking. Exactly like what you said about, like, I want this. I will never have this. I don't believe this is for me. Like, really sad stuff. But one of the things that really got me and stuck with me, I didn't even have to screenshot it to remember it, I just remembered it, and it was, do you think that person would have loved you if you were the size you were now, meeting them now? And it was something that was very kind of, like, thought-provoking for me, because obviously, like you said, very similar journeys. We weren't that size when we met our partner, but I do believe that the people that we're with, or especially, like, the person I'm with, is very capable and understanding of loving a person for who they are. And I do believe that there are people out there that will love you for who you are and not just your body, because you're not going to want to be with that person anyway if they're with you just for your body, because it's a sad situation to be in. And that comment really stuck with me because I was like, oh, that might be true. Maybe he's only with me because, and it again provoked a lot of insecurity, maybe he's only with me because he feels like stuck. Maybe he thinks I'm going to go back to that body. Maybe he thinks, you know, and he's never once made me feel like that. And there was just this one comment that was very innocent. They were just genuinely querying that made me think about it. And I did a lot of kind of like inner work. And I just thought, you know what? This is baloney. This is absolutely baloney. Like, if two people are meant to be together, it doesn't matter what their body looks like. And then that's kind of when I found a bit more clarity. But yeah, it was such a sad kind of like comment, because so many people out there just feel like they're never going to meet their person.
I know. And that breaks my heart as well. And you know what? I had really similar questions and comments. And I think, you know what? When Jack and I met, he was 21 and I was like 23. And I don't want to speak for him too much, but I do also know that initially there was like a physical attraction element there. And also, I think he would agree that at 21, in a very immature brain, where as a still really a boy, had been taught that, you know, that how hot a girl is the most important thing. Maybe we wouldn't have had the same connection if we met in the body I am now when I was 23. If this makes sense.
Yeah.
People,
I'm with
stick
you.
With me.
I'm with you.
But you know what? I heard Jack recently, one of his friends is single. And one of his friends does say, like, I need to meet a person, like, you know, who's really hot or whatever. And, you know, that's really important to me. And they'll play golf together. And Jack will give him the biggest lecture ever and say, mate, I am telling you now, because he has told me this verbatim, like, I'm telling you now, you're going to go with someone for looks. But I'm telling you now, the reason you stay with someone and the reason you love someone and the reason you're with someone is because of who they are. And that is the most important thing. So rather than leading with looks first, like, please lead with connection, with personality, with, you know, who you get on with, who you want to spend your time with, because that is what makes a relationship. Like, it is so much more than the physical, you know. And he'll go on and on at his friends, you know, his single friends, and remind them that, because he's been on this journey with me. Like, we've both kind of been on it together, and he's evolved with me. And I would be curious if your fiance has evolved with you as well, that 100%. Has kind of gone, that you've been, as you've been figuring out and kind of rejecting this kind of diet culture view that all weight gain is bad, mm-hmm. and that, you know, fat is bad and all of that, that he's been in that process with you now, and perhaps that's why you both think differently today.
100%. He actually said to me the other day, completely out of the blue, it wasn't provoked by any sort of conversation, he just came up to me and he said, I know you're struggling at the moment, and I know that you're kind of mourning your old body, but I loved you then and I love you now, no more, no less, just I love you, like, and I will always love you. And I was like,
I could cry.
Literally. And it was like, he wouldn't have to say anything to me ever for the rest of my life, because, like, oh, can I hold your hand? I feel like, I just feel like that for that moment, I was just like, that just affirmed everything that I've ever questioned about. Not that you've given me any reason to question the relationship, but you just do, don't you? You're just like, oh, how do they feel about this? And how do they feel about this? And it just affirmed everything. And I was just like, you are awesome. Like, you didn't have to say that to me, but you did. And because he knows me as a person, like, that's, to me, like, really felt like, oh God, I know I found my person, but that's just cherry on the cake. Like, that is just amazing.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh, stop, I've had a mare today. I was on my way to record an episode of Loose Lips and realised we need to make that promo.
A promo? Right, what do we need to say?
Maybe mention that we have a main episode out every Tuesday where we discuss all the things that influence women trying to figure life out.
Okay, yeah, good idea. Maybe we can mention that we've got an extra Lippy episode out on Fridays where we discuss listener dilemmas. Should I put that in there?
Oh yeah, and we're not great at it, are we?
Talk for yourself, I'm pretty good.
Get in touch with us with your dilemmas at looselips@createproductions.com.
If you like this podcast, you'll love our one. Just search Loose Lips wherever you get your podcasts and hit follow.
When we first met each other, we had the most beautiful summer at camp, and he was supposed to go off to Japan to do like a ski season, and we were never supposed to see each other again. And he was traveling down to Mexico with lots of like guy friends, and he said to me, like, because you're meant to travel with the people you meet at camp, and I hadn't made any plans hoping that he would ask me, and he did, and he was like, do you want to come down to Mexico with us? So I went down with like 10 guys, which it was just like the most amazing fun time ever. Like, they really pushed me out of my comfort zone to do things that I wouldn't ever kind of like do. I had to leave Mexico early because I had a family holiday in Wales with my family, and he stayed in Mexico, and we said goodbye at the airport, and it was the most emotional thing ever. I never thought we'd see each other again. And then he had the suggestion of, like, look, I can't be without you. Like, this is ridiculous. That was the moment he was like, well, I had this game plan. Now the game plan has changed. So he was like, let's go back to France. Let's see if I can get you to do a ski season with me. So we did a ski season, and then things just kind of like happened, and we just went from there. But it's so weird to kind of think how you've got this plan set in your mind, thinking he could have been, you know, living, like you said, your partner, 21, just free as anything, just do your own thing. He could have been like, no, I'm going to Japan. And he didn't. He wanted to. And I really think if that person wants to spend time with you, they will. They will show you their affection. They will show you their love. Just be yourself. I do think there's this kind of like, there's a societal expectation for everything these days. But I do, it's really hard to say with my braces, societal, like a snake. But I do think that there's this expectation to kind of like be perfect in every sort of like element, aspect of your life, and you don't need to. You just need to be you. There's not another you. I know it's really cheesy, but there's not another you, so just be yourself,
be you, and the right people will find you.
Your vibe attracts your tribe, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Sorry. I'm like, do I laugh? Do I cry? I don't really know.
Like, emotions are like behind the eyeballs.
They're right there. I do think this whole process has been like an eye-opener. Like, me, like, my fiance said to me the other day, God, this wedding plan is really having a toll on our relationship, isn't it? Because I just, bless me, was getting so stressed. And he's like, look, I can help you out with anything you need. And I was like, yeah. And then he'd be like, what do you want me to do? And I'm like, I don't know. So like, I'm just round and round in circles. And because I think it is that kind of year planning as well. But there's also been times where we're like, and it's been like we've felt the closest we've ever felt. So it's been a real kind of like roller coaster of like every emotion that we could possibly feel in our relationship has happened over like the last couple of months. So it's just very exhausting, I think.
The main thing is though that you've navigated it together.
Oh my God, and you've, I know.
Like you said, you've got closer through the process, which is such an amazing sign for the future because...
Oh my God, I know.
It is such a roller coaster being like, in a relationship to stop.
It's tested us big time, and I think it's like a good test, because that's what marriage is about, right? Like, marriage is about communicating with your partner and being there for them and being patient. I have no patience. Like, I'll just be like, oh, can you do this now, please? Like, just because in my head, I'm like, come on. I'm like very clumsy, fast thinker, but I think of like, you know, Inside Out, the little characters in your head. That's what I feel like, but I'm like the angry one on all of them. And I just feel like it's just been a very confusing little time in my brain so far. But I'm getting there.
I'm getting there.
I'm the most unorganized person ever, which is why I think this has been like just for me. I'm like, it's like a big party, isn't it?
Has it felt, what has the planning process been like on a practical level when it's come to like thinking of things? What was dress shopping like?
Oh my God.
That's always a really interesting experience for people.
Yeah, that was beautiful because that's when kind of the insecurity started after that. But the dress shopping, my mum and dad live like 6.5 hours away in Norfolk. My sister lives in Manchester. My partner's family like live all over like Reading. So everyone just kind of like traveled down. So I was like, right, I'm booking this day in. I think it was like 4th of July or 5th of July. Come down to Devon and we're gonna go in this bridal shop. Didn't expect to have it. Apparently my dad was telling me that my mum was traveling down and she was going, oh, well, it's gonna be beautiful, but she's not gonna find the dress while we're all there, you know. It's gonna be a sad but happy day. Like we all get to see each other. And I walked in and I'm always in crop tops, always in like gym wear. So the lady was like, okay, I'm envisioning some sort of like kind of boho-y sort of like cropped plain sort of vibe. And I was like, yes, that's exactly what I want. And I went for completely the opposite, which is hilarious. But we tried on a couple of dresses and I didn't know where to start. It was very overwhelming because I didn't know what my style was. I didn't know what I liked. I didn't know how my body was going to look. It was a happy but very kind of triggering experience for me because I was just like, well, I'm in stretchy clothes 24/7. So to wear something that wasn't stretchy for me, like I'm talking every single piece of my clothing is stretchy. I don't think I've worn jeans in a very long time. So I was just like, how is this going to work for my body? How is my body going to work around this? So I got everyone to pick like a dress. My sister was like, right, I'm going like Sex in the City, sort of like running through New York vibes. And she picked up this like big puffy sort of dress. She was like, you got to get that one. I'm like, no, this isn't me. She's like, oh, but it's nice. So I got everyone to pick something out and it kind of like showed their personalities and tried them on. And I was like, not really feeling it. And I kind of got a little bit disheartened because I was like, am I going to find the one? Am I going to feel beautiful in it? Am I going to feel confident? And then the lady who was like helping with the dress, she's just brilliant. I feel like the ladies that work in bridal shops, they're just amazing. But she picked up something from the rail as I was standing in one of the dresses and I kind of like caught my eye. I was like, ooh, what's that? So I went back into the changing room and she was like, what do you want to do? Obviously, you've worked through a couple of dresses. What do you want to do? And I was like, can I try the one that you just bought across? And it has like a brownie sort of pink undertone. I don't like flowers. It's got flowers all over it, which is hilarious. And I put it on and my boobs look amazing. Like my boob, when I look down, I can't see my nips, right? To have them like up, I was like alter ego, like straight away. I felt super confident. Like it just sat in such beautiful places on my body. And my belly doesn't feel restricted. Like it feels flowy. It has pockets. So I stood there like, you know, the scene in Bridesmaids, yes, where she's like, you can twirl, you can move in it. I was just like, me and my sister were sitting in the thing like, woo. And it was just stunning. And my heart did that drop thing. And I was like, oh, wow. So I kind of announced to everyone, I was like, I'm coming out. I really like this one. Just in case, like, whenever you say anything bad, I'm going to cry. But like came out and they all went, that's it. That's the one. And it was, everybody was in agreement and they went, don't try it anymore. I was like, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
And then I just stayed in it for an hour in the shop, just kind of like walking around, and it's got this matching veil as well. God, this is so weird to talk about out loud. Matching veil. And my mum's doing my hair for the wedding as well. She's a hairdresser. So I just felt like the whole experience is going to be really like personal and yeah.
You're going to feel amazing.
I know. I need to get that fan though.
Yes, I've got a handheld fan and I was telling Sophie about it. Like, you need to prop this up.
I'm eyeing it up. Like,
for your wedding day, just like when you're getting your makeup done, when you're getting hair done, to keep you cool.
Are you thinking of maybe like changing an outfit for the evening, or what are your views on that? Yeah,
I absolutely am. We're doing like a 3-day wedding. We're going to France again. And so we're going to do like a night before. And I think I want to get a white dress, but I think it'll be quite like... not too bridal, something more summery, so that I could wear it again. And then the wedding day, definitely, obviously got my wedding dress. I don't think I've told this podcast that I have also found my wedding dress, but that's another conversation for another time. And I will also get a second like party dress.
Oh my God, that's exciting.
Because you've got to. And you know what? I was just a bridesmaid last week for my friend's wedding in Ibiza, and she got her second dress and she hired it from her, which is H-U-R-R, and she got this incredible short sequined sparkly dress that I think is usually like £450 to buy, and she rented it. So you can rent it, and you know, for a fraction of the price, probably I would probably say she spent at least a quarter of the price, maybe about £100, because she rented it, you know, for the whole time they were away. And that was her second dress. And it was amazing. But she also doesn't feel like, now I've got this dress that I don't know what to do with.
Yeah.
You know? So that's a top tip for other brides. You don't have to buy. You could rent something, which I think I'm going to maybe look into as well.
That's such
like,
a shame.
Like, if I fell in love with something that was also really expensive, that I felt like I can't justify spending that on a second dress. Mm. But I could rent it to make it more affordable. And then, so I'm going to do that. And then next day's a pool party. So white...
Oh,
swimwear.
My God. I'd be like, skinny dipping. Straight in.
So my friend so at the wedding jumped in the pool in her wedding dress the next day.
Did it ruin it?
No, because it was a saltwater pool.
Oh, okay.
And I think, but she was like, do you know what? It served the purpose.
Go her.
For the day. Like, why not? And
go her.
I may feel a bit inspired.
Do it. Absolutely do it. Like, but. The goggles need to be on, the armbands, and I'll be like jumping in like
this. But do you know what? The only thing is like, where you've said that your partner really like helps you like be a bit more risky and risk taking, I'm very risk averse and like I will, like I can't jump into things. I'm like slowly sliding at the edge of the pool kind of gal because I don't know why, like jumping into water like freaks me out. Yeah. Jumping off of heights freaks me out. Yeah. Like there is no daredevil bone in my body. Like I'm safe to the core. So I don't know if I could actually jump in, but I might like slowly walk down the steps at the side.
Oh, I totally get what you mean. There isn't a daredevil bone in my body either. So I don't know why I'm with him really, because he jumped again.
You need a yin and yang situation.
Honestly, he is just pushed me out of my comfort zone. I'd say comfort zone, but he has changed me as a person. I'm like morphed into him, I think, because I would never, if I wasn't with him, I wouldn't have done those things on my own. Like, for example, when we were in New Zealand, we'd saved up some money when we were living there, like traveling around in this like little £400 van. And we got to Queenstown and we were like, right, okay, we've done a parachute jump before. I was like, let's do that drop swing together thing. So he was like, we're going to do something. And I was like, it has to be the drop swing so I can scream in your ear the entire time we go down. I was like, because if I go down, you're coming down with me. So we parked up to this like campsite one night. Went up to the reception and there was this American girl on there. She was so lovely. I'm gonna do her accent really bad, but she was just like, hey guys. And then Brad, my partner, was like, so what do you recommend? Because they were like, got all the leaflets out for the activities. And she was like, literally like the bungee jump is like the best thing ever. And he was like, two bungee jumps, please. I was like, are you joking me? He's like, no, it'd be fun. I was like, who said it would be fun? Who said it'd be fun? So I phoned my mum and she was like, why did you call me before? Why did you not call me after? Because now I'm not going to be able to sleep knowing my daughter's jumping off. But it was the 134 meter one. It was like suspended over a creek in this little like box. Anyway, I would never have done that on my own.
Would you do it again?
Probably.
You would?
Probably.
No, you did it. You survived.
Exactly. To tell the story, maybe I'm ridiculous to go again, but I think, don't let him listen to this though. Just in case I change my mind. But that's why I'm like, I'm so grateful to be marrying this guy, because I'm like, he has got me to do things that I would never ever ever have done in my entire life, and I'm so grateful for that. Like, he's changed me as a person. And my mum said that once. She was like, this boy has literally brought the fun back into your life. He's the only one that understands you. He's the only one that gets you. He's patient with you. And I was like, yeah,
I could cry.
I know,
same. I could cry.
Yeah, I need a good, really good, I feel like this has been like therapy for me.
It's what we aim to be.
I'm
partial, like interview chat, partial therapy.
Literally.
It's all of it.
I can't get into my eyes because my nails, I'm like,
So with the wedding as well, like how have you felt around like the beauty prep side of things? Have you felt a load of pressure to get a load of things done, to have, you know, like, I mean, you can get hair extensions, you can get injections, you can get... Yeah. All the facials, all the tan, the nails, everything. Yeah. Like, how are you feeling about that side
so of it? So I do get my lips done, but only very, very slightly, to the point that no one would be able to even know that I had them done. And that's the whole point for me. So I just like to make my top lip just look a little bit better. No one's going to notice it. It just makes me feel a bit like, but I've been doing it for years. But I don't feel the need to get any more until I start looking at videos of just brides. Again, it's just that comparison. And I'm like, no, I don't need it. Like, this is what I do for me because it keeps me very content, very just confident. And I'm very kind of like pro do whatever you want to do, as long as you're fueling it from the right perspective is always the way to go. And this has always been fueled from the right perspective because it's always just very antsy, doesn't affect my subtle. Very subtle, just doesn't kind of affect my mental health in any sort of way. And there's another creator who's getting married at the moment. She's getting married in Greece, and she just was like posting, she was like, I'm gonna be posting all of my facial prep for the wedding, all this, da-da-da. And I was like, do I need to get all of that? Do I need to get all the facial prep? What? And this was literally yesterday, and I literally was starting researching. I was like, oh my God, what do I need to do? And then I was like, no, I don't need to do any of that. I just need to show up. Like, I don't even wash my face most days. I'm like, why am I going to go do all this now? Like, so it is that definite pressure. And I do think the more you look, the more obviously pops up. The algorithm just goes,
oh God.
They need to see a bit more of that. Like, and I just was like, oh, I didn't know I needed to do all this. But there is so much, like, they tell you that you should be prepping for. The only thing that I need to prep for is apparently you can get numbing cream for your feet. And that's what I want.
Oh, okay. That could be a big hack that I've never heard.
Yeah. So apparently there's like a, I don't know if it's like just prescribed on the shelves or whatever. Like you just get it on the shelves. I don't know if you have to get it prescribed. Sorry, my brain is working faster than my mouth, so it's not really coming out. But it was a doctor who was sharing it. She was getting married. Just popped up on my like for you page. And I was like, where do I get this numbing cream? So it's on my to-do list, but I'm like a week out from the wedding and I'm like, where do I find this numbing cream? So yeah, if I find it, I'll send it over to you and then you can share it with everyone that you know. Because I'm like, I need that on my poor feet.
I think that is such a life bridal hack.
Yeah.
But you're right, there is so much to compare to, isn't there? And you know what? Like, let's put it in perspective from an influencer's perspective, getting married. Like, I also think there's this added pressure for us because we're going to be sharing it online and these people have this expectation of like, you've got to have the perfect wedding.
I do think sometimes we do compare ourselves to ourselves more than sometimes we compare ourselves to others. Depends what day it is, I suppose. But that's been kind of the biggest thing for me. But I don't want anybody to look at like, you know, my wedding or your wedding or anyone else's wedding and compare, because it is the thief of joy. Like, I can't stress to you enough, like, the things that I'm able to kind of bring to my wedding, you might be able to bring completely different things to your wedding, and everybody else listening might be able to bring different things to their wedding. Like, me and my partner don't drink, so our main focus is food. I want people to be fed. I want people to be happy. I want people to be dancing. Like, I want to be fed, happy and dancing. Like, some people just focus on the alcohol, and that's absolutely fine. Everyone's got a different agenda for like for the wedding, but
because it reflects the couple.
Exactly.
And it should reflect the couple, and it should be the most you day ever, because that is what everyone's there for. And I think everyone will love and respect that, because I've been to some really impersonal weddings, and and there'll be people I know on a reasonable level, but you know, maybe I'm sort of a plus one kind of thing. And I've left weddings where I've gone like, I didn't get to know that couple one bit. I don't know anything extra about them. You know, I really didn't get to know them. Like, the ceremony was very much like copy and paste ceremony. The speeches were kind of short and like tick the boxes, but I didn't get to truly know them. And I think the most beautiful weddings I've been to have been ones that have just showed the most personality.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether the couple are doing their own vows. That is incredible.
We're doing the whole travel theme. So like all of the nameplates are little like aeroplanes.
So like all the places you've been.
Everything, every table is a different
country.
Exactly,
so they're getting to know you.
Every table has like, they came through yesterday at like we was like looking at them like 2 a.m. Every like table has a different like country we've been to, and a little photo and a little bit about what that country means to us. So like there'll be like New Orleans, like where we fell in love with jazz music, or like Fiji where we saw the sharks, or Mexico where we became fiancés. So like it's just really like really beautiful, so they can kind of like pick it up and look at it. And my mum has been like, this is my mum's dream. She's just like, what can I do, how can I help? And she's made a quiz for everybody, like all the countries that are involved. She's just done like a complete trivia from like all the quiz. She's like, right, what can they win? They can win prizes, they can maybe win sweets or something. Like she, and everything's just kind of like travel themed. Yeah, my mum phoned me up yesterday and she was like, we were just at like this village hall in Norfolk, and they just had a wedding here the day before, and they left all beach stuff out. Do you want me to see if I can get it? And like she phoned me up and I was like, yeah. She said the lady wanted like 100 quid for it, but I only had 50 on me, so she gave it to me for 50. And she's like pulling all these bits out on FaceTime, like big plants and ceramic starfish, and like, and it's just been so nice to have everybody kind of like involved and wanting to tell our story, because they're so into telling people how we met and like what we did when we first got together and where we went to, they're so excited to tell the story with us and help make that kind of like story come to life, if you will. But yeah,
I love that so much, that the wedding is telling your story as a couple.
Oh my god, yeah, 100%.
I love that. I'm really going to take that on board today. That is like such a thing for me, like, yeah, keep telling the story,
100%.
Keep showing your personality, keep always bring that into the planning process. Yeah, yeah, I love 100%. That so
like,
much.
Bryn's been so keen on, I just saw it in Hitched actually this morning, but Bryn has said it for like months and months and months, so I will credit him before I say I saw the video. But he wants to throw the airplane, he wants to get a shot of everyone throwing the paper airplanes through the air, because of like, obviously everyone's like got a little like thing. But I just think that's so cute. He's that's like, can we do so it instead cute. Of confetti? I was like, well, I think we can maybe do it maybe in like the breakfast room, and everyone can like throw it at a certain time. Once everyone's found their place and they know where they're sitting.
Or
then we can...
when you walk out, you know, you normally do like an arch.
Yeah. Oh
you
my
can
God.
Do it then, and then they're like sending you off.
Oh
literally
my God.
Sending you off with the plane. Hey.
Bryn? Oh my God. Okay, right down.
Noted.
Could you remind me of that at the end?
I'll text you.
Thank you, because I will forget. That's so beautiful though. And I just feel like having those little elements of that is just going to be like, but also I'm doing like a mother-daughter dance. So I'm going to like grab my mom.
Stunning.
I'm going to cry. But you know, so she, bless her, was helping me with the schedule of the day, and she saw that there was going to be a mother-daughter dance. So she knows it's going to happen, which I'm gutted about. But my dad was like, don't worry. She thinks she's all cocky knowing what's going on, but she doesn't. I've got her veil. I'm going to put her veil on.
She doesn't know.
As in like in the evening, I'm going to put the veil on. I'm going to walk up to her. I'm going to tell the DJ to play the song. But you know, Mamma Mia, slipping through my fingers. I'm going to play that song because that
song. Oh, I'm going to cry.
I know. That song always makes her cry. So I'm going to grab her.
And you're using your mum's veil.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. So that's just going to be, she was like, my dad was like, she's just going to cry. Just gonna cry. And then obviously got my father-daughter dance as well. But yeah, it's just a really like special day, isn't it? Just being surrounded by like just everyone. I think I'm gonna cry again.
It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Sophie, I have loved chatting to you about this. I feel like we could chat for a couple more hours about your wedding plan. There's so much to discuss, but maybe we'll have to have you back after it's been a while, and
Part
then
two.
You can kind of tell us like what happened, how it went, you know, like
oh
all
God,
the things you learned,
that.
How you're feeling post wedding.
Oh my God.
But I hope that you have the most incredible day, and I know that everyone listening will now be like rushing to see, because I think you will be married by the time this comes out, so
yeah.
People may be able to see.
Oh my God, it's so exciting. I'm so grateful that you wanted to get me on here and like share my story, because I think these real experiences are like really important to share. But yeah, thank you so much. And thank you to everyone listening as well. Hope it's been fun.
It has. Like, I've loved it. Like I said, I've taken away that I'm going to, yeah, keep telling your story. That is what the wedding's about. Like, I'm taking that away. You've got the planes idea now. So
I'm just a nosy person. I'm like, what would I do? I want to know stuff. Like, tell me the goss. I'm like, that's what I want to learn. Yeah, just tell the story.
And I think your vulnerability and your realness is so refreshing. And I think people just love that you're open to sharing that messy middle process, right? And that is the most beautiful thing.
I'm messy in the middle. I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me, folks.
My absolute pleasure. Thank All the you. Best. Ah!
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.